So do not lose the boldness you previously had, because you will have a great reward. Be patient and do God's will, so you will receive what was promised. Soon, the one who is coming will come, will not be delayed. The one who is approved by God will live because of his faith. But I will not be pleased if, due to fear, he turns back. But we are not those who are cowards, who turn back and are lost. We are those who are saved because of our faith. This word is in Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 35. I am reading it to you from the Word of God for Everyone version, which is a Bible in Spanish, but I like the way it translates these verses, where the Lord is talking and expressing the importance of remembering that He has given us a degree of faith in which He reminds us of His faithfulness so we can deal with the circumstances that appear in our lifetime. If you are thinking that you are alone because you are overwhelmed with anxiety and today's circumstances are making you see what seems to be but is not, and you have fed yourself with this lie, this sophism, this lie the world is telling you, this is as far as you can go, or you came up with an illness, so everything is all over. Well, today I come to give you good news. I come to tell you that the owner of life itself has the last word over all things, from the simplest to the more complicated. But you decide who you want to listen to. Many times, my beloved friend, many times what you see is not really what it is. Yes, many times what we see is not really what it is. Everything that happens around us, we describe it according to the position we find ourselves at, or the way we translate life. And the manner in which we translate life has to do with the way in which we had lived it, in the way we had received it. A life that has been marked by hatred, by rejection, by shortage, by tribulations, and by complicated moments and lack of opportunities, it's a life that is going to judge the present not as it really is, but as it was marked in the past, and it will not have the necessary optimism to look toward the future believing that God can do something, because the situations that happened in the past took his faith away, put an end to his hope, which led you to quit, to think that you could never move forward. Not only that, we come to the point of thinking that no one understands us, not even God, and that at the end our life has no meaning. Do not allow the enemy to take away your peace and take away the truth. You could believe a lie, but the believing in a lie does not mean it's going to become true. Therefore, God reminds us today about this word and tells us, do not lose the boldness that you previously had, because you will have a great reward. Be patient. Do you know that patience is one of God's virtues and attributes? What does patience mean? Not to lose your serenity, to know how to wait without losing your serenity. Perhaps you say, Pastor, but you don't know how long I've been waiting for God to do something. It's been years. But what would you think if I told you that for God, not even a minute had gone by? You are thinking that your life has gone by and that instead of moving forward, you are moving backwards. And you always ask the question, and where is God? You don't understand the plan. You don't understand the process. If you have decided to trust the Lord, if you have decided to maintain your trust in the Lord, then you must learn to be patient. Let me say it to you this way. Abraham always yearned to have a child, and God gave it to him when he was 99 years old. Life didn't determine when Abraham was going to have children. Do you know what was determining Abraham's life? Do you know what this world was determining for Abraham? You are going to remain alone and you will not have any successors. That was the world's position for Abraham. And it was what Abraham was believing. It was what his wife Sarah was believing. Besides having been old, Sarah was sterile. What can physically be done, first against old age, second against sterility? The promise that arrived was, you are going to have a son. So it is here where you have to begin to consider what you are going to believe if you had known God. Look, let me tell you, everything you had gone through up to now is not in vain. Remember everything that has happened to you in your life. If you observe with clarity, you were never alone. Because if you would have been alone, you would have not been standing today. What happens is that you never took notice of it. But your story shows that behind the drop curtains, there was someone watching over you, protecting you. And even if you didn't acknowledge him, even if you didn't know him, he loved you first. He knew first, and he has always been there for you. If there are blows that life has thrown at you, and perhaps you have thought you were alone, taking the blows, feeling yourself against the backdrop, do you know something? You simply felt some pain. If you would have really felt all of it, you would not be alive. He has always been there for you. And today I am simply coming to remind you this. So when you observe your past, in each circumstance, no matter how difficult each was, you could truly say, definitely, if God would have been there, I would have been able to handle that. Therefore, the author of Hebrews allowed himself to be used by God and gives us today's word. Especially today, when perhaps you are thinking to turn back, you are thinking that the best option is leaving it the way it is and don't move forward. But God is telling you, be patient. Remain doing God's will so you can receive what was promised to you. Since God says, he who is righteous will live by faith, but he who turns back does not please my soul. So if God is not in favor of turning back, he's not going to allow processes in your life which will cause you to turn back. Even though that's what you are seeing today. I can name you persons in the Bible, biblical characters who went through processes. Don't tell me, but those persons are from the Bible. Because after all, my beloved friend, we are not any different than they are. They were human beings just like you and I. But they had an important role. They remained written up and were registered in biblical history. Do you know why? Because they were part of God's process. What they went through talks to us about God's faithfulness, and we can learn that everything which is written in the Bible is there so we can learn from it. It was not a fairy tale. it happened, and it's there so we can receive that word of faith, so we can get up. In God, the words turning back do not exist, because God is forward movement. If you adapt yourself to this life, my friend, you will think that you not deserve what God is allowing in your life. Or hasn't it been like this? How many times have you told yourself, Lord, why me? And this why me is a complaint which appears to be fair to us, because we want to feel good with the actions we had done. And thus, we think we deserve to receive what is good. But what makes you think you are not receiving what is good? Why are you only manifesting that what you are going through today is not good simply because it's not pleasant? Because it's not making you feel good. Because it's not making you smile. But instead, it's making you cry. What makes you think that you don't need to cry right now? What makes you think that this life retreat of being locked up at home has not been necessary? My beloved, in God, they are not backward movements. Therefore, I told you since the beginning, sometimes we see things not as they are, but as we believe they are. And there is a huge difference between, but this is what I perceived, but this is what I believed, and what really is. We easily give ourselves to our imagination, and this world has sold to us so much fallacy, has sold to us so many illusions, that at the end, we want to apply it to what is spiritual. We want to apply it to God's processes. But let me tell you, we will never understand God's processes from the position where the world is at, because the world will never understand what God is doing. God is big and mighty, and what he does, even though it might make no sense to the world, he knows why he's doing it. God always knows what he's doing. Therefore, he tells us, be patient. Even though you cannot understand what patience is, wait, remain, continue doing my will. I am doing the work. He's sending me to tell you on this beautiful early morning. Yes, he's sending me to tell you this morning. Do not turn back, because those who turn back will not please my soul. God did not leave you up so you will abandon everything halfway. You had not walked a long way simply to say, no more, when you're about to get there, when something is about to happen, when you're about to see the glory of God, when you're about to see the glorious manifestation of the Lord, and now you want to turn back? Do you know something? I'm going to give you a small tip. Each time that you are visited by thoughts of turning back, giving up, and of not going forward, is because you're about to arrive. You are about to see something supernatural from God. Satan always wants you to take a detour and make you think that what is really is not. I'm sorry, to make you think that what is real is not. He tries to influence you, but after all, to be influenced, we must take the first step and allow it. Nothing that is around you can affect you unless you allow it. This is the way Satan works. But God is coming today to tell you, we are not those who are cowards and turn back. Do you remember Joseph, a young man who had a good life at home, but was sold by his brothers, who told their father afterwards that a lion had killed him? So, having sold him as a slave to a caravan and making believe he was dead was part of God's process, although Joseph's life, to the eyes of the world, was full of ups and downs. But in God, there are no ups and downs. Are you getting it today? In God, there are no turning backs. Each circumstance is part of His plan and is a forward movement. But God's processes are not like those of this world. They are different because they are in your heart, and they lead you to develop strength and firmness based in faith, something that the world cannot give you. Therefore, Joseph arrived at Potiphar's house, and he was doing well, and he said, "What a good life I have." But that was not his place of destiny. What happened later at Potiphar's house could make us think that it was not the place where Joseph should have been, and that he was going backwards. But it was not so. It was not so. When you are in tune with God, you keep this word and simply remember that God told you to have patience. Have patience and remain, because I am already working, the Lord is telling you. Joseph knew it. When it seemed like everything was going well, the news came that he was accused and sent to jail for 3 years. But there was the door that God was going to open for him to arrive at his destiny, a destiny called palace. It happened with Joseph. It happened with David. Life, my beloved friend, can change in a blink of an eye and take a drastic turn around. But remember that in the midst of that drastic turnaround, there is someone who has the control, who is called God. Things are going to happen the way they should if you have decided that God rules your life. If you have decided to control your own life, let me tell you that at the end, you will really go backwards, because you are out of God's will. Only in Him, only in Him, your life will be His excuse to take you from less to more, even though what you see is the opposite. Close your eyes, believe, be patient, remain, because the reward is in its way. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you taught us today, Lord, that there are no turning backs in you, that in you there are always forward movements, that you are in charge of everything, Lord. Father, rule my life, rule our life, so we won't continue, Lord, under the paradigm and concepts and strategies of this world. Today I pray for each person so they can open their heart and decide today to allow you to be their God and their Lord, so you can show them the way, and that although the way might seem somewhat complicated, they are not going to walk it alone. You are there. Victory is arriving, is giving already because of what happened in the cross. So there is a new opportunity today. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, who is reminding you that God always arrives just in time.